He said, that's why God abandons his people. They said, no, Aries should not marry Capricorn. Then they now start pointing to you all the Arieses that marry the Capricornesses. How their lives are not straight. If you believe it, you are in bondage. You are in trouble. Don't read it. Listen, for a normal person, it's confusion. For you, it's a trap. Did you hear what I said? For the normal human being on the road, it's confusion. But for the Christian, it's what? A trap. The devil is smart. Say, Sagittarius. Today is the day in which Mars crosses the moon on his way to the earth. And the sun is burning up Mercury while Venus is sleeping. Watch out. Don't make any business deals today. You now go to work. When God... let me be like this. When the devil wants to put you in bondage, he will ensure, arrange events. He can see things coming sometimes. When Jesus was born, once he heard it, he was looking for how to destroy him. So when he sees that your breakthrough is coming, that's the day they want to sign the contract. And you will hear, as you're about to sign, beware. He said, just in case, let's just not, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and to Capricorn what belongs to Capricorn. And you refuse to sign the contract because of that. You are so sane like a Philistine. You have returned yourself into the bondage of your ancestors. Not because Jesus did not deliver you, but because you rejected his deliverance. Do you get the point I'm making? Do you get the point I'm making? Let me tell you what the devil does. He tries to suggest to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? He tries to explain. You know, there's a story I just want to use to illustrate something. I read it from Ken Hagin's story. Listen to this. Isaiah said, who has believed our report? When my wife and I were discussing that, I said, I don't care the story. If you come now and say, Pastor Bank, 14 years ago this happened to you. Is that true? Yes. It was us. Who is us? I've repented now. I don't care whether you are repentant. You are sick. The madness you were operating that time has not been solved. No matter how well you describe my life that time and it coincide with your activity, you were sick for 1 week. I said, yes. I said, for your information, that's not true. I'm looking at an issue here. It's not true. My life is in God's hands, not in your hands. If you had the power to burn something on me, you would have killed me then. You are here telling this story because you can't do anything. I'm looking at an issue here. Who has believed our report? I reject it. That's all. That's what I'm going to. I just reject it totally. I don't care how accurate it seems. The Bible makes it clear. There are prophets who prophesy only to confuse you. Because what I explain, God, to them, this is how you judge prophecies under the old covenant. He said, if he says things that are accurate, they come to pass. But he now leads you to serve other gods. Say, stone him. What he says is accurate. He gave a word of prophecy, it came to pass. He said that in your house, there are 7 men and 15 women. 2 of them died over the last 3 years. And 4 of the women, they married, but they divorced after 6 months, exactly 6 months each. And it's correct. At the end of the day, he talks there, go there, you see it, accurate. Your phone number is 072-111-333-22266. All correct. He said, now, the next thing you're going to do is that to break the power of the devil over your head, we're going to fast for 6 days. Then you are going to offer a sacrifice. Once he starts telling, shut up. Get out of here before I stone you. Pastor, couldn't he be a true prophet? No, he's a lying prophet. A true prophet will bring you good news. You say, be of good cheer, you have overcome the world. That's what a true prophet will tell you. A true prophet will have come to you and say, fear not, you have been delivered. Fear not, the battle is the Lord and he has won the battle on your behalf. A true prophet will have given you the good news of God, not to throw you further into bondage. What am I saying? Which report will you believe? It's a choice you have to make. When you are reading Capricorn, you are believing the report. Are you getting what I'm saying? What the devil tries to do is to persuade you. He wants to entice you so that you will think actually he's in your life. 6 years ago, you were supposed to be promoted. There was somebody in the outer office. True? Yes. And that woman in the outer office, her husband is a white garment pastor. True? Then you'll be telling the whole story. You go, they nod. Yes. Yeah. Let me tell you, SSS can tell you that. SSS can tell you that. One of my friends, he respects SSS a lot because he's married to a woman now who was serving with SSS in Enugu that time. Ha! He said after he went to visit her a few times in the place, then they came and told her that. Of course, by the time they gave her his profile and asked, is it disturbing you? And she said, no, I actually want to marry him. They said, okay. And they leave the guy alone. What am I saying? In a short while, they had all his profile. Where he goes, where he does not go, who he is, when he sleeps. If SSS can do it, familiar spirits can double do it. I said, Christianity is not stories. It's not romance stories. When you're chatting away with about your fears before with your friends, sometimes they peep and they mutter. They saw the Bible because the spirits that peep and mutter. They peep. They hear. They go and tell. They now come to use that to scare you. This is the annoying part. Most of those guys now wear suits. There was a time that Christians were safe. You only found such things when you go to the Longos, you get my point, of the witch doctor. You only found such things when you went to white garment churches where it was clear that these people were not worshiping the true God. But now they have churches. The pastors wear designer suits. Oh, they preach on television. Are you getting my point? And they shall say to your neighbor, it is well. Say to your neighbor, it is well. They listen to true preachers, memorize their messages, and come to use that to tantalize ignorant people. Now you know their operation when they want to start their manifestations. Listen. The wheat and the tares, they look alike. It's when they start bearing fruit that you know the difference. Do you get my point? When a man starts telling you, yes, your life was like this, there's no problem, everybody knows it, my neighbors know it, the devil knows it, God knows it, next. It is what comes next that decides whether you're a true prophet or you're a fake one. I told the story of a man I saw. After all of that, you know his own next, that stuff come and start sleeping in church. When I saw that guy, I felt sorry for him. I said, this guy is not delivered yet. He left his house. He was now sleeping on the pew in a church. They exchanged him. What did I say? They exchanged him. From the bondage to the witches in his place. They exchanged him for the bondage to the witches in a building they call a church. I've told you again and again, there is no church in a building. What am I saying? Listen, a church is not decided or described by the kind of building. The finest buildings in this world, many of them are centers of occultic practices. Some of them have shapes that they call church and they meet on Sundays. Let me just warn you in case you did not know it. What happened to all those babalawos of those days and all the white garment people of those days? It's simple. They exchange their garment for color. How many white garment churches do you see these days? No new ones. Only the old ones trying to survive. All the new ones, you know what happened? They wore color. They found out that people like to dance. They found out that people like to give tithes and offerings. They found out that Sunday is the day of activity. They found out that Pentecostalism was now booming. They opened their own churches. Any church you go to, listen to me. Any church you go to, and you are welcomed with visions. Any church you go to, and you are welcomed with insights into your previous life. Any church you go to, that they start describing your future for you. Tell the pastor, thank you very much. Don't pray, don't get angry, just go away. Don't come back. And listen. Listen, those descriptions will be accurate. It's only the boys who have not yet learned the trade that will be telling you that I perceive that you're having problems. Who does not have problems? Barack Obama has problems. Bill Gates has problems. Good Lord Jonathan. Problem, Boku. Silver. Dimi Pray Silver. 6-point-something billion. Charge. Problem. The major bank college, they are appealing the freedom. You get what I'm saying? Who not get problem? Who not get problem? Who not get problem? Those are small, small boys practicing. The real boys who have entered into it, they don't give those nebulous, non-specific revelations. As you are leaving your house now, you stumbled at the front door. And you were alone. Specifically, 3 times you kicked your car before it kicked. Oh, you know why? There are 3 witches on your case. The first one is on your carburetor. The second one is on your spark plugs. And the third one is in your exhaust. That's why each time you start your car, the guy that you'll be looking like this, yeah. Next thing you say, what shall I do? He has got you. He has got you. When I see people, they run up and down because of funny manifestations, I feel sorry for them. When you see one on TV, is the man telling the truth? I don't know. I'm not saying they are all lying. I said the wit and the tears, they look alike. My issue is when you finish, what's next? Once you prescribe sacrifices, fastings, regular coming to this place for me, I know you are lying. Read your scriptures well. Don't be enticed. The girl that Paul cast out a spirit from inside her, she was bringing her masters much gain by her divinations. You think it's a joke? They scatter homes. They are very good with it. Because not having the mind of God, this thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Not having the mind of God, once they have described your issue and they have gotten you, they have locked into your spirit. They have to destroy everything that belongs to you. Because they are not here because of righteousness. It's not a sense of calling. Listen to me, it's a matter of personal gain. Listen. Next, because they don't have the mind of God. They describe your situation in life. The next thing they do is that they have to look, it's the same thing all the time. What they tell most of those men is that their wives are witches. Go and check now, enter one of those places. Most of those wives are what? Witches. Why? They have to blame it on somebody. Some of them are so horrible. Because they can also see into the guy's homes. They will tell him, your wife always goes to sleep by 9:30. And when you try and wake her up, she's very difficult to wake up. Why? She has flown to a meeting. What you are tapping is her body. Her spirit has gone for meeting. The annoying part, your wife sleeps deeply. She works hard. She goes to sleep as a habit at that 9:30 so that she can wake up on time. Whose report will you believe? Are you getting my point? There are things that must be founded in your heart. You will not be a prey for all this crap. You come and tell me my wife is a witch. I will tell you she's a witch. God bless all my boys with witches for wives. She's a witch. Now she loves me like this. She's a witch. Now she married me. Indeed, she's a witch. She's looking for deliverance. Say, Pastor, thank you very much. I'm going home to deliver her. Listen, why can I talk like that? Listen. God forbid. But let God forbid it won't happen. Alright? The reason why I'm so sure that if indeed she's a witch, she just married deliverance. Don't know whether you hear what I said. She married deliverance. She can't kill me. I am not going to die. Are you getting my point? It's the covenant mistresses and masters that are going to die in my stead. It's in the scriptures. He is going to give their lives as a ransom for mine. You know, there's no doubt about it. So it's easy for me not to be afraid. I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to explain. It's very easy for me not to be afraid. I'm telling you, beware. Whose report will you believe? That's what I'm explaining. a lot of people are going around for unnecessary prayers because somebody with a familiar spirit lied to them that Jesus did not die for them. Because that's the implication of a lot of those statements. That's the implication. That's the implication. They are telling you that Jesus didn't die for you. Your money needs to die for you. Jesus did not die for you. Your commitment to the assembly needs to die for you. Jesus did not die for you. Your prayer and fasting must die for you. That's what they are saying. It's an insult on the blood of Jesus Christ. A true prophet will tell you the truth. Be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. And if indeed he overcame, that means you are free. Do you get what I'm saying? That is the issue. That's what a true prophet says. A true prophet doesn't scare you further. And, you know, I feel people, oh God, people have been confused. I told this story once, a friend of mine, I used it to illustrate that people say they don't believe in God. I always use this story to illustrate the fact that they are lying. I told him, I said, Jerry, I said, you believe in God. You're just pretending. They told me the story. He said, actually, one day he dreamt that his cousin died. No, that somebody died in his house. And then he escorted somebody to a white garment church. And as soon as he stepped in, as soon as he opened the door, he stepped. As soon as his foot crossed the threshold, the prophet stretched and said, you over there, somebody is going to die in your house. Listen, he dreamt about 2-3 days before that. He did not tell anybody the dream. He walked in there, and the prophet stretched his hand to him and said, you, somebody is going to die in your house unless you fast and you pray. He gave him the number of days. He made a statement to me. He calls me Blackie. He said, Blackie, I don't go lie to you. I fast too. He said, Blackie, I don't go lie to you. I fast. I said, oh boy, I told you, you are lying when you tell me you don't believe in God. Is that guy a true prophet, a false prophet? Absolutely false prophet. Did the guy dream the dream? Yes, of course he did. Was somebody going to die in the house for your information? He told me that his cousin was severely sick shortly after that. Pastor Punk, is he calling me a false prophet? Yes, I make bold to say he's a false prophet. Why? My friend was walking the depths of iniquity. He did not address that. He did not address that. You tell a man who sins as a habit, who does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to fast and pray, to whom? For your information, my mother said something. There was one woman like that then. My parents used to go and see. I went there with them. I was a little boy. I used to go also. She made a statement. One man of God from our place. You see, you need to be instructed with the word of God. My mother said, I stopped going there simply because I heard the truth. Dr. Lou Farati would teach and teach. And they found out that they didn't need diviners. Most people, Africans, that's how we grew up. That woman was a diviner. She was a prophetess in one of these white garment centers. And every time we would go there, she would pray. I went there with my mom, went there with my dad, went there with one of my cousins. You know, just small boy. I said, let's go. He used to call the woman Yadupe. That means a bomb picking called Dupe. And she will, as a little boy, that was the person I heard speaking in tongues. They will talk and talk when they tell her everything. This is about to happen, this is about to happen, this is about to happen. The next thing she will begin, she will pray. Elima, Elidas, Elida, begin to speak one kind of unknown tongue. As a little boy, I just used to stare at all of them. God knew I would preach this message, so he took me there then. Now, I'm going somewhere. My mother said something. Listen to this. My mother said there was never a bad prophecy that woman gave that did not come to pass, even though they did what she said. Once she came to the house, family house, told them, they sent a message to my mother that the woman said that she saw his death around the house. And she talked and talked and talked and talked and talked and talked and gave them what to do. Prescription, fast, pray, sacrifice, everything. Shortly after, my auntie was doing a party, a celebration. So I forgot exactly what now. Her son, out of the gaiety of the day, everybody drinking and feeling happy, They were taking one of the pickups. My auntie used to do a lot of business, you know. So, and, you know, the driver was going, everybody was happy, half drunk. The boy mounted the back of the pickup instead of sitting inside. That guy took a gallop. The boy went into the head, hit his head on the road, and died. Prophetess saw it, prescribed it. But the Bible says they have healed the hearts of the daughters of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. How can there be peace without Jesus Christ? How can there be peace without repentance? How can there be peace without people giving their lives to Christ? How can there be peace? You are a false prophet if you see visions, but you don't draw people to Christ. You are a false prophet when you see visions. Are you getting my point? You don't draw them to righteousness. You are a lying prophet. When you see visions, you can see the future, you can see their past, but you cannot describe for them what Jesus did for them on the cross. You are a liar! And everyone who believes you is condemned already. They're in trouble. They're in trouble. They are believing a lie. They are mesmerized because somebody quoted their phone numbers accurately. MTN knows my phone number. I've registered my SIM. Yahoo knows my phone number. Google knows my phone number. WhatsApp knows my phone number. Who does not know my phone number? Even federal government says I must register my phone number with them directly for being a civil servant. I have done that. They know my phone number. How much more evil spirits? A man tells the village you have come from, what has been happening to you? Listen to me. He doesn't have the solution for your life. He described where they buried your destiny. He's lying. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Let him describe that. I'll believe him. A true prophet you want to describe, come and give me a description of where I have seated with Christ on the right side of God in the heavenly places. Give me a description of that, and I know you are seeing visions. You can't come and be confusing me about mundane things that National Population Commission knows. And you want me to be enticed. You want me to be impressed. I reject that counsel. I reject it. I reject the nonsense visions they claim to be seeing. I reject it. Isaiah said, whose report will you believe? Are you getting my point? He said, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Listen to me. What you believe controls your life. What you believe controls your life. That's why a lot of Christians love to pray. You see all those prayers? They are unnecessary. 320 prayer points in one night. What are you? The next Jesus Christ who wants to gather 12 disciples. Somebody pointed out to me recently. I've forgotten who now. I think it was Andrew Womack. He said, go and read it. Jesus prayed all night, only twice. There are churches, let me not mention this, but he said, I have to deliver people with the truth. You want to go from here to Onitsha, they will be casting out the demons mile by mile, kilometer by kilometer. There's a simple scripture to cast out that one now. This one, I'll give it to you. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow me. That handles every mile. Goodness and mercy. I like Miles Morrow there. He said, goodness is the name of an angel. Mercy is the name of an angel that they follow. He anoints my head with oil. He prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Why cast that demon from the road? Listen, one of the things you will understand, you know, you would use to clarify things. Ask yourself, when did Jesus do that? When did Paul do it? When did Peter do it? Paul will say to you, a great and effectual door has been opened for us, but there are many adversaries, and he forget to add, cast them out for us. When there was persecution in Jerusalem, the church prayed, God, stop persecution. No, they did not say so. They said, give us boldness to talk, even in the midst of persecution. The Lord Jesus had taught them how to pray. You go to church, You have to cast out the demons out of every kilometer on your way. Listen, you're blind, your pastor is blind. You are being ruled by fear. There are prayer points you raise, I am not going to bow my knees. I will not bow my head. Because when I do, I'm believing you. But pray like this. There are many evil on the way, but the Lord has delivered us in Christ Jesus. I will bow my head and not amen. It shall be well with the righteous. I will say amen. Are you getting my point? Yeah, those are the prayer points you should pray. Even though a thousand falls by your side and 10,000 at your right hand, none shall come near you. You say amen. The Lord will be with you in your going out and your coming in. That's an amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? All the devils on the road, as I am coming, Holy Ghost fire upon you, I will not say amen. All the witches that say we will not prosper, Holy Ghost fire upon you, I will not say amen. You are praying your fears. You are praying your mythology, your confusion, your misunderstanding of life. And I am not going to join you in those prayer points. Listen, this is the word of God. Say to the righteous, it will be well with him. So I'm saying to you, it is well with you.
Amen.
I am saying to you that you have been delivered in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I am saying to you that no witch, no devil, no machinations of the enemy can ever get you.
Amen.
I'm declaring to you that in Christ Jesus you have been made free.
Amen.
Listen, to be a Christian is not a joke. My message today is not for a Muslim. Don't record it and give it to your friend who's an unbeliever, who's afraid. His fear should continue. Yes. If he hears this message and he wants to pretend like I'm talking to him, he will die faster. I'm talking to Christians. Anybody who hears this, who's not yet a believer, you know what he should do? You know what she should do? He should kneel down and give his or her life to Christ there. On the spot, there's deliverance. On the spot, there's deliverance. On the spot, there's what? Deliverance. There's nobody that draws near to him that he will cast out. On the spot, there is deliverance. And listen, if the thing holding the person back was a tree planted, if, listen, you don't need a team of prayer warriors to go and identify the tree. I want to say this one categorically. People will be angry. That's their personal problem. All right? Once people gather and they locate the tree and they go there to go and pray, know all of them are lying. They are either lying because they are wicked or they are lying because they are stupid. You know, there's lying in which you don't know better. Do you get my point? You'll be repeating the lies. You know, very common these days. People will say all kinds of things. Sugar causes diabetes. All those kind of nonsense. There's no scientific basis, nothing. Just you open their mouth. If you eat sugar, you have diabetes. You know, fat lie. You know, you know what I'm saying? So there's lie out of ignorance. That's what I'm trying to say. But there's lie of wickedness. The guy charges money. I'm going for the prayer with a team of 5 prayer warriors. They shall be fasting. No, we're not charging you. Just transportation to the place and money to break the fast. It's business. Once they prescribe that to you, tell them, say, Pastor Banky warned me against people like you. And when you go home, another instruction for you. And your father tells you, because it happened to me once, not my home, but not my father, not my mother. One of my relatives say, you know, this was very funny. The woman was having issues, one of my relatives, and they gathered prayer warriors. I wasn't there. And when they finished praying, and if you know the person I'm talking about, unless God is with you, you too, you will see vision. Because the person in question is very generous. Are you getting my point? No, people who are generous, prophets can see in their presence. I'm telling you, if you see a rich and generous man, prophets, the man has a bucket full of visions. Because every prophet that goes, and just by the way, I'm trying to educate you. The visions are not true. Listen, the vision may be a lie, but they really saw it. I don't know. May God help you to understand. When you get there, you know what happens? When you have a Balaamic spirit, you understand my point? Yes, you want money. When you get there, and when God wants to destroy somebody, because God destroys people, you understand my point? Yeah, don't mind people who say that God doesn't. God does. He does. I don't have time to describe it. He does. There are people who just wake up and destroy. He has a reason for it. Not because he loves to destroy, but he has to. All right? Uh-huh. When God wants to destroy people, he gives them lying spirits through the mouth of their prophets. When he was going to kill Ahab, what happened? Micaiah said, I saw. What did I see? I saw the Almighty saying, who will entice Ahab to go to Ramoth Gilead that he might perish there? And one spirit said, Isa. I said, what will you do? He said, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. And what did the prophet say? He shall be well. Go, for he shall pursue and overtake. Go, for he shall recover all. Go, for he shall win. Go, for the victory is yours. The Lord God Almighty is on your side. So when they call Micaiah said, it is well with you. Go. Ahab, when he heard that, when Micaiah finally told him the truth, he said, did I not tell you, talking to Jehoshaphat, that he never says anything good about me? He said, lock him up till I return victorious. He chose to believe all the lying prophets. Are you getting my point? I'm trying to talk about lying. Generous people, in fact, one of my, I was telling my one woman somewhere in Delta State here. The day before she died, prophets were prophesying. One prophet. In the name of Jesus, against your enemies. They were prophesying. Very rich and generous woman. The following day, her son took a gun, killed her, put her in the boot of her car, and drove away. The prophet did not see that. He didn't see that. Anyway, what I'm going to say, when you see prophets identifying a tree or a house, the place where your destiny was buried, once they identify it, know they are blind. They said, who sinned that this one should be born blind? Jesus said, what difference does it make? So, where was the destiny buried that this one should be born blind? What difference does it make? What am I saying? Whoever believes this gospel, if peradventure, possibly, they really planted a tree to hold that destiny down, the day you believe, that tree begins to wither. You don't have to go there. That's what I'm saying. If it was buried, let me tell you, it will begin to come up. You don't have to go there. That one in which you have to physically go and locate, identify, you should go and read things fall apart. They were doing it in the days of Okonkwo. Didn't you read it there? I told you, this African mythology, it is not today it started. Go and read things fall apart. You know, Achebe described it. It's a traditional Igbo culture. They used to dig it up. Men now carried it into church. Let me tell you, the only thing in my life that was buried and the day it came out, I will tell you. There was a day Jesus was arrested. They beat him, caught him, nailed him to the cross. Then when he died, they buried him. Then on the third day, according to Peter, seeing that it was no longer possible for death to hold him down in his power, he rose from the dead. Everything that was buried in my life, that's what I just described for you. It was in Jesus Christ and it rose from the dead. This is the annoying part for the devil, but the glorious part for me. Not only did he rise up from the dead, he continued rising and continued to rise, lest anybody be tempted tomorrow to bury him again. And continued to rise until he rose to the third heavens. And then he settled on the right side of God, far above principalities and powers. And he's going to remain seated there until all his enemies are made a footstool for his feet. Bury something else. Do you get what I'm saying? Bury something else. The greatest sacrifice was on my behalf, and your behalf too. Listen, your life is hid with Christ in God. They can't bury it. They can't. The devil can't hold you down. Ah, please, this is the only gospel I want to preach to you today. You are free. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Listen, the times of the fact that, you know, my great-grandfather was an Ogbanje spirit, Abi. Or it was a Mami Water spirit. Or what is that? It was a Babalawo, it was a Dibia. They tell you that you need deliverance if that's your case. Pastor Banky came to give you the gospel of God. The deliverance you need is the entrance of the word of God. You know why? The moment Jesus rose up from the dead, all the sins that your great-grandfather committed was wiped away. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the whole world, including that of Osama bin Laden, if only he will believe. Please, I think I should stop here. I have a feeling I have said everything to say today. In fact, I'm so sure, because what I wanted to preach, once again, I didn't preach it. So I'm so sure I spoke what the Lord said I should speak. Whose report will you believe? That's how Ron Kenoly said it. Isaiah said, if you believe our report, to you the arm of the Lord will be revealed. Remember, Christianity is not home movies. The story of five people who gathered into occultism 17 years ago to begin harassing you, that's a home movie. No Christianity? The summary of Christianity is what God did for you in Christ Jesus. If you're a Christian, say amen.
Amen.
Everyone who said amen is free.
Amen.
They can't be bound. They have been loosed totally. Say, Pastor, I've been having problems. Who has not had problems? Who has not had problems? Jesus had problems. Judas was a problem. But he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Let me tell you again, be of good cheer, you have overcome.
Amen.
A time is coming. The Bible says that, you see, the man who's planted properly, you understand my point? He said that there's a time, listen to this, that he will bear fruit. You know why I know he said it's a time? He said, in his season. Do you get my point? Have you ever seen a mango tree? When does mangoes, when they bear fruit at the beginning of the year, right? Okay, maybe around September. The mango tree is not bearing fruit. The answer is because it is cursed. Does that make sense? What will you say? It's not his season. Your problem is that it has not yet been your season. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your season is coming.
Amen.
For a number of people here, your season began today because what was holding you back before was you believed a lie. But now that truth has set you free,
amen,
walk into your destiny,
amen,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us bow down our heads and give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you. Your word is sweet. Your word is sweet. Thank you for deliverance. Just thank you for deliverance.